Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. I just came out here to do some quick little episodes for you all, and I just want to get started with that. So I want to do this first episode on the rapper Sweetie. Over the weekend, Sweetie dropped her mixtape. Well, it's not really a mixtape, it's really an extended play. And I believe it has 7 songs on it. And you know, there was drama around this because one of the songs was dissing her ex-boyfriend Quavo, who I talked about because, you know, his nephew Takeoff got killed in Houston earlier this month. And, you know, a lot of people felt like it was the wrong time because Quavo was still grieving. She also dissed Lil Baby. And the reason she dissed them was, you know, Quavo was basically putting up this storyline or this rumor that Sweetie was basically messing around with his other cousin Offset, who's Cardi B's husband, as well as Lil Baby, who is Quavo's label mate. And you know, Sweetie was getting branded a hoe online and stuff. So she released that song. It's called Don't Say Nothing. And you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a 6. You know, it's not that good, but you know what? She was flowing a little bit. But, you know, that was the only real buzz from the album, and she did get backlash from it. And it just came out that she's only going to sell 2,000 copies of it, so it might not even chart on the Billboard. So I'm just going to play you all this quick little clip from my girl B with the T, and I'll be right back.
Hey you guys, welcome back to Be With The Tea. And before we get into this tea, I want to let you know that I am going to do promo for the holidays. So if you're looking to promote your business or anything like that, you can either inbox me on Instagram at Be With The Tea or email me at bewiththetea@yahoo.com. Okay you guys, so Sweetie just dropped her new EP called The Single Life, and people have been talking about her album sales, but it's not in a good way. So it's projected that Sweetie's first week album sales are only gonna reach 2,000. Now let's be real for a second. Sweetie is a very likable person, but her career has been in question for a very long time because a lot of people feel like Sweetie doesn't have the talent. She doesn't have what it takes to really make it in the rap game. Now Sweetie has been working really hard to improve on every level. And I have seen growth concerning Sweetie. She has improved a lot, and she's continuing to work really hard to get where she needs to be. I do admire that about her. She's not giving up, but it doesn't seem like it's translating to the fans because they did not buy this last album that she just dropped. And this is what fans had to say. Sweetie selling 2K the first week might be the worst album sales I've ever heard. Sweetie selling 2K is bad A&R vibes. Someone's supposed to tell you this ain't it. I also have issues with her having multiple platinum singles and not sticking with the same formula that got her here. Someone gotta get fired. Folks been telling Sweetie to stick to modeling, influencing, and stop rapping for at least 2 to 3 years now. Why is anyone surprised or commenting on the lack of sales? So this is my question to you guys. Do you think Sweetie should just give it up at this point? Do you think those sales are really reflecting that her career is over and done? You guys, I want to know how you feel about all of this. So leave your comments below. Do not forget to subscribe, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay. So that was, again, from my girl, B with the T. So I want to go back to what this tweet that she read wrote, and this is from Hitmaker. For those of you who don't know who Hitmaker is, I know him as Young Bird because he used to be a very, you know, semi-popular rapper in the South during the early 2000s. But now he goes by Hitmaker. He mostly produces people now. So again, he wrote, Sweetie selling 2K is bad A&R vibes. Someone's supposed to tell you this ain't it. I also have issues with her having multiple platinum singles and not sticking with same formula that got her here. Someone got to get fired. And, the reason I want to address this tweet is, you know, Hitmaker wasn't telling no lies. Sweetie does have multiple platinum singles. And, you know, she has not released the album at all. And she's been out for about, you know, 4 years now. And you know, she usually drops little song, little twerking songs during the summer, little, you know, fun songs to jog to and stuff. You know, that's really her lane. Okay, nothing she raps about is very lyrical. It's not. You know, usually she just shouts on songs and stuff. And, you know, usually she just, you know, usually the videos are usually just colorful and that just grabs people's attention. You know, that's usually her formula. This time she went a little different and, you know, I guess she was trying to prove a point and, you know, it kind of fell on her face, which is kind of sad because I actually listened to the EP and some of the songs were actually okay. You know, she has a song called P-U-S-S-Y, and y'all know what that spells, but literally on the song is P-U-S-S-Y, and that was actually a very decent, fun song. I think what also hurts, Sweetie, is she didn't release no music videos for this project. You know, usually when Sweetie drops a song, there's always a music video attached to it. This time she didn't. And I think that hurt her a lot. But you know, this other tweet, let me pull up this other tweet. Let me pull up this other tweet where this guy basically said that Sweetie should go back to modeling. Sweetie not ugly, y'all. And you know, I'm not a fan of her music, but her as a person has grown on me. Because you know, when Quavo and Lil Baby and all them was insinuating she was a hoe, I fell for her because you know, there was no proof that she even cheated on Quavo. But it's that the internet ran with that, and I don't know, people who get ganged up on, I'm usually, you know, rooting for the underdog. So Sweetie has grown on me. But rapping is not for her. To be honest with you, I think Sweetie, you know, probably might need to do maybe a music podcast or do what, you know, down Miami, aka Carisha does, because Sweetie and Carisha are in the same league. Okay, Young Miami from the City Girls cannot rap for nothing. She just pretty, got a big butt and nice breath. And, you know, she just flings her hair and gets up there and just dances. But, you know, because she's with Diddy, he got her this show on YouTube that actually is doing somewhat well. And I think Sweetie has the personality for it. She does. I don't see Sweetie lasting in the music industry long at all, no. You know, that's why I think Sweetie maybe need to do give up her music career and go on to something else. Because again, Sweetie's not ugly. And another thing I want to mention is people were shocked that she was selling that low because of how many people follow her. And I said this time and time again, just because you got a million and something followers on Instagram and Twitter don't mean these people want to hear you rap or sing. Okay, like I said, Sweetie not ugly. She got a nice body. Most of her followers are teenage boys. Or, you know, teenage girls who look at her pictures and need to jack off to it. Or go out there and try to copy her looks. That don't mean they want to hear you rap. And, you know, social media has gotten the music industry, you know, so... how can I put this? The music industry is so messed up right now because of social media, because social media does put out a false sense of reality where a person appears popular, but only, you know, in a certain realm. Or, you know, people follow this person just because this person's very dramatized, or they're very pretty, or, you know, they always go on these trips. But if this person drops a project, these same people follow her don't support it. And, you know, a lot of artists, young artists these days have to realize that. That's why it's important to build up a fan base of people who will support you. And if you're not willing to do that, then maybe it's time to get out the music industry. Now, that's just my personal opinion on the situation, but you all tell me what you all think. And on that note, I'm your boy D, and I hope you enjoyed this Piping Hot Tea.